Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to another episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we're going to be looking at Surah At-Takwir, which means the folding up. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. From the themes of this surah is that it talks about the collapse of the universe and how the situation on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be completely different than what it is today. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these events, try to visualize what's happening to really take in the events of Yawm al-Qiyamah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا الشمس كورت. When the mass of the sun is gathered and its light vanishes.
وإذا النجوم كدرت.
When the stars fall one after the other and their light is taken away.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ.
When the mountains are moved from their places.
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ.
When pregnant she-camels, which were their most valuable wealth, are neglected by being abandoned by their owners.
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ.
When wild animals are gathered with human beings on one plain.
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ.
When the seas are lit until they become a fire.
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ.
When souls are joined with their likeness, a sinner will be joined with a sinner and a pious person will be joined with a pious person.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ.
When the infant girl who was buried alive is asked by Allah,
بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
For what crime were you killed by the person who killed you?
وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ.
When the servant's books of deeds are spread open so that each person can read his book of deeds.
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ.
When the sky is stripped like how the skin is stripped away from a sheep.
وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ.
When the fire is lit.
وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ.
When paradise is brought near to those who are mindful.
عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ.
When that occurs, every soul will know what actions it sent forward for that day.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ.
Allah takes an oath by the stars that are hidden until they emerge at night.
الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ.
That run in their orbits and disappear when dawn rises, like a gazelle that goes into its den.
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ.
He swears by the first part of the night when it approaches, and the last part when it recedes.
وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ.
And he takes an oath by the morning when its light emerges.
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ.
The Qur'an that is revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the speech of Allah that was conveyed by a trusted angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, whom Allah entrusted it to.
ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين.
One who possesses great strength and great rank in the sight of Allah, the Lord of the throne, may He be glorified.
مطاع ثم أمين.
He is obeyed by the inhabitants of the heavens and is trusted in the revelation that He conveys.
وما صاحبكم بمجنون.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is in your company and whose intellect, trustworthiness and truthfulness you know, he is not insane as you slanderously claim.
وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen Jibreel alayhi salam in the form that he was created in, which filled the horizon.
وما هو على الغيب بضنين.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not stingy with you by not conveying what he was instructed to convey to you, nor does he take any reward like how the fortune tellers take.
وما هو بقول شيطان الرجيم.
This Quran is not the speech of Shaytan, the one who is far away from Allah's mercy.
فأين تذهبون.
So which path will you tread to deny that it is from Allah after all these evidences?
إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين.
The Quran is only a reminder and counsel to the jinn and mankind.
لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم.
For those of you who wish to be steadfast on the path of truth.
وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين.
You can only will to remain steadfast or do anything else if Allah, the Lord of all created things, wills that. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Jibreel alayhi salam, that he was the appointed angel to bring down the revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to the prophets before him. And believing in the angels is a pillar of our faith. And the angels are from the realm of the unseen. We believe in them because we believe in Allah, and Allah told us to believe in them. Allah created them from light, and He bestowed on them the bounty of obeying Him at all times. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under any circumstances. And He gave them the power to carry and implement His orders. They are so numerous that only Allah knows how many angels there are. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about Al-Baytul Ma'mur, which is the house in heaven that is always inhabited. This house is directly above the Kaaba, but it's in the seventh heaven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that 70,000 angels pray in this house every single day. And when they leave, they will never be able to come back, because they'll never get another chance to come back. And believing in the angels consists of four matters. Firstly, that we believe that they exist. Secondly, we believe in what we were told of their names, such as Jibreel and Mikael, and also in the other angels that we were not told of their names. Thirdly, we believe in what we were told of their attributes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described Jibreel alayhi salam to us. Allah sent down Jibreel alayhi salam to Maryam, and he took the shape of a man. So we believe that they can change their shapes into the shape of a human being. And lastly, belief in the tasks that they perform by the order of Allah. They praise Allah and they worship Him at all times without the slightest boredom or fatigue. And some angels have special responsibilities, like Jibreel alayhi salam. He is in charge of the revelation. Mikael is the angel who is controlling rain and vegetation by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Israfil is the angel who must blow in the horn when the last hour has started and when it is time to resurrect the dead. And the angel of death is responsible for taking the souls at the time of death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about Jibreel that he saw him in his original form, that he covered the entire horizon. That's how big Jibreel alayhi salam is, and that he had 600 wings. Can you imagine that? 600 wings. And one of those wings was enough to destroy Qawm Lut. The people of Lut, one of those wings was enough to destroy them. When you get a chance, go outside and just look at the horizon. And imagine that Jibreel filled the entire thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us about one of the angels that carried the throne of Allah. And he told us that the distance from the earlobe of this angel, from the earlobe to the shoulder, the distance. Now look at your earlobe and your shoulder. How far is that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the distance from the earlobe to the shoulder of one of these angels is 500 years. 500 years! If this is how amazing the angels are, how powerful they are, can we imagine how powerful and how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? the one who created everything in the universe and runs its affairs. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is within His control. He is the supreme king, the king of kings. And He is the one who deserves all worship because He is the only deity, the one true Lord. And He is the one who has the most perfect and complete names and attributes. All of Allah's names and attributes are beautiful and they're all complete and perfect. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and make us amongst the people of righteousness. And may He give us understanding. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.